The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look of love.
That is Shelby Lynn, not sounding like a country crooner at all right there.
No, no, yeah. No. Hi, good to be here.
How are you?
I'm great, and I'm happy
New Year.
Happy New Year, right.
Yeah.
All year.
Yeah. It always is a happy New Year when you're around.
This is the year.
Yeah.
They say it's all going to blow up in December of 2012, but I'm
What's
not.
What's going to happen in 2012?
The world is supposed to end.
Oh, they say that every 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're going to say it a lot this year. But it's not going to happen. It's certainly not before Shelby Lynn, who, you know, started out as a country singer-songwriter. She was around for a good decade before her big breakthrough Best New Artist of the Year Grammy Award-winning album, I Am Shelby Lynn, came out. That was in 99, I think. But, you know, she's gone from country to pop to R&B to soul, a truly adventurous singer-songwriter, but also an exceptional interpreter of songs we're hearing here. She's doing The Look of Love.
Yes, she is.
The old Dusty Springfield hit, the late great British songstress.
I like the way she sings that, too. She's singing it to me. I can tell.
Well, I'm jealous. I thought she was singing it to me.
No. Uh-uh.
Hence her mastery.
Yeah.
8 o'clock Friday, Folly Theater. You know, it's funny. She is able to surprise and entertain at the same time. She's on her own small independent label. She does what she wants to do. She diligently follows her own highly personal muse, but she doesn't fall into annoying self-indulgence. It's very
well stated.
Difficult. It says so right here.
Goodness.
Yeah. See,
right off the press release, right?
Well, my own personal take on the press release, I guess you could say. You can't categorize her. You shouldn't even try. She's doing a solo acoustic show. It's tonight. No, it's not tonight.
Friday night.
It's Friday night.
At the Folly Theater.
If she was singing directly to me, I would not have forgotten that.
Yes. Talk to me about a guy named Dave Coulier.
Ah, Dave Coulier.
Who is Dave Coulier?
Well, you remember Full House?
Do I?
It aired for 8 seasons. It had the Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, 192 episodes. He's a stand-up comic. He was on that show forever. That show is still in worldwide syndication. It's in over 100 countries. It's playing somewhere right now. Anyway, Dave Coulier, he's a funny guy. He does voices. He did the Bullwinkle voice on that show a lot and made the kids laugh.
Yeah.
He's on stage.
We can listen to him right now a little bit, I think.
Can we hear his family-friendly take on comedy?
Let's hear it.
My son wants to be a pilot, and then we looked at his report card. I don't know where the disconnect comes with him from semester to semester. You know, I was going over his report card with him. Last semester, we're looking. I'm sitting there with him going over it grade by grade, class by class. I'm like, hey, way to go. You got an A in Spanish. And then I look down. I'm like, you got a D in English. I said, do you realize you just got an A in Spanish and a D in your native language? And he just looked at me and went, si, senor.
Sounds
See?
Pretty good.
Dave works clean. Mm-hmm. It's a live comedy show you can take the kids to, and you can't say that about very many live comedy shows. He's on stage tonight. He's on stage Friday and Saturday night at Stanford's Comedy Club at the Legends in Kansas City, Kansas. I think it's something that you can actually, if you have a 9-year-old, you can take the 9-year-old to the comedy club and see him up close. A couple of more, two or three more funny things going on this weekend. Jeff Foxworthy, he's Friday at the Sprint Center. And of course, Jeff Foxworthy, known for the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and he hosts Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I am not. I don't know about you. I might have been smarter than a fifth grader when I was in sixth grade.
Maybe.
I've gone downhill.
Yes.
Then we also have Pauly Shore.
Hmm.
And he is performing Friday through Sunday at the Kansas City Improv at Zona Rosa, north of the river. He was the MTV VJ. He was an Encino Man and Biodome and some other maybe questionably not so great movies. But he is the son of Mitzi Shore, who founded the Comedy Store in L.A. So he comes by his sense of humor honestly. And Improv Thunderdome.
What is that?
Improv Thunderdome.
At the Westport Flea Market, since when?
Season 9, buddy. No, actually, this is the first year that they've moved it to the Westport Flea Market.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's Season 9, Round 1. It's improvisational comedy teams competing against one another. 9 teams go in, and one team comes out at the end. First round, 10 p.m. Saturday, Comedy City hosts it at Westport Flea Market in Westport. That's funny. You've got three teams, Awkward, Little Bear, and Stitch Tactics, trying to make you laugh.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna kiss tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
That's Billy Joe Shaver. That's exactly the way I sound when I sing in the shower in the mornings.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's exactly yeah.
No, Billy Joe Shaver, he is the real gritty country classic honky-tonk hero deal.
Wow.
Billy Joe Shaver, 8:30 Sunday, Knucklehead Saloon. In the late 1960s, he emerged as a writer for guys like Kris Kristofferson and Tom T. Hall, Bobby Bear, even the Allman Brothers. Elvis Presley did one of his songs. It was in 1973 when Waylon Jennings put out an album called Honky Tonk Heroes that was almost entirely made up of Shaver songs. It was the first country outlaw album, and you know, he is one of the greats.
That's
Billy Joe Shaver.
8:30 Sunday night at Knuckleheads.
Yep.
Now the nights turn colder, your head's on my shoulder.
That's All Star Weekend headlining a boy band pop rock festival, you might call it, supporting bands Hollywood Ending, Before You Exit, and the After Party. It starts at 6 o'clock Saturday at the Beaumont Club in Westport. It's swoon-worthy teen idol music offering non-threatening first crushes for the tween female masses.
That's Brian McTavish with his weekend to-do list, your weekend to-do list, the first one of 2012, right? Second one.
I think it's the second one.
I wasn't here last week.
It's 2012 all year.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming in. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
That's Brian McTavish. Tomorrow on the program, a memoir of marriage, Asperger's syndrome, and one man's quest to be a better husband. Also, commentator Victor Wishner returns with a fan's notes on how we're all feeling so romantic about Romeo. We had help today from KCUR's Kim Noble and Maria Carter. Our show is produced by Stephen Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.
No, we never cared. Too young to be scared.